Today is National Sorry Day, and this week is National Reconciliation Week. And to mark that, the Circular Head Aboriginal Corporation are taking a group of university students on a very personal tour of some of the sites in the Circular Head region tomorrow. To tell us a bit more about it, the chair of the Circular Head Aboriginal Corporation is Di Baldock, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Di.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. The idea of taking these students out on country where they can actually feel and experience, I think I said earlier on the show when I was previewing this that you can watch TV, you can read books, but you don't really get the feel unless you're there on the land.
That's correct. And being there on the land gives you the visual. It's a little bit more in depth. It becomes more meaningful to the purpose of taking you out onto land. So for this particular event tomorrow is really important to us as Aboriginal people too, because obviously it's the commencement of Reconciliation Week, and you know, to be able to take those students onto country and to educate them with the history and the knowledge of the area is really vitally important, not only for us but for them too as they grow within their own studies, and to also understand the concept of Aboriginal history in our region of the state.
So you're taking them to a few places. You're going to West Point and to Sundown Point as well?
Yes, that's correct. So we want to take them to West Point to have a look at the Midden site, because that's one of the largest Midden sites, and also the Hutt Depressions. But at the at Sundown Point, there's, if we can get to them, the petroglyphs, the small petroglyphs there that are remaining, where a lot of people don't understand the concept of petroglyphs and what their meanings are for Aboriginal people. So this is another important aspect of the journey tomorrow.
For people who don't know what a petroglyph is, it's rock art, but it's a carving as well. So it's a three-dimensional thing, really, isn't it?
That's correct, and they tell a story. So, you know, we as Aboriginal people really embrace that we, you know, we actually have them in our community, and obviously some are coming back. So it's, you know, it's vital to history. History that needs to be, you know, brought to the forefront and not, once again, not hidden history.
Have you done this sort of thing before, or are you planning to do more?
We have done it before. We've done it to various schools in the around the district, but also to a school from Hobart who have brought up, you know, a bus full of students for a few days. So we've been taking them out onto country now over a period of a few months, and that's been really, really great, because they've gone back and they've been able to share their experience with other students in that school.
Yeah, well, obviously the reaction from them would be, you know, apart from learning things, it would be a bit of an eye-opener too, because you tell the, you know, truth-telling is something that an expression we hear a lot of now, and a lot of what's happened in the past hasn't been the truth, and it's important to let people know that as well.
That's exactly right, and you know, truth-telling it is, and that's why we want to, you know, put this out there to people, you know, all over the state to come along and, you know, contact CHAC, and look, we're more than happy to share our education and our knowledge with people that really want to learn about it, and also, you know, tell them the true history, not. Some of it hasn't even been taught in school, so it is really important that they get that history from a visual aspect.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, we don't know the true story. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen the film The Nightingale, which is quite brutal, but it tells the truth in a way it's never been told before.
That's exactly right. And, you know, there are some books that have, you know, been written just recently. One book that's been written that it hasn't been published yet, but I've had the opportunity to read it, and it was really raw and truth-telling, and I was just, emotionalised by the fact that, you know, that all this history was hidden for so many years and now it's coming to the forefront.
I mean, if that sort of thing was happening today anywhere in the world, there'd be an absolute outcry, wouldn't there?
There certainly would. You know, I mean, they say that, you know, the wars across the world were historical. Well, you know, the Tasmanian Black Wars were just as important, and they were very, they were very vicious. And you know, by reading and seeing, but when you're actually out on country and you can tell the story of Cape Grim, by truth telling, and to see the, you know, the landscape there as to, you know, why they live there and, you know, how they survive there. It is just unbelievable.
It is. You just touched on the petroglyphs there. Some of them have been taken away from the area, but you're endeavouring to get some of those back. So have you made much progress in that area, Dot?
So we were part of the consultation initially, and then that was put into the minister's hands, which they were was decided that they were to be returned back to country where they come from, which is Mount Cameron. So they're still being held by the TMAG and QVMAG, and our understanding is that, you know, they're making progress towards somehow getting them back to country, but we're in a position where we want to be consulting with the Aboriginal Land Council now to find out what their, you know, what it's going to look like for the local people. Are we going to be able to have access to see them coming back? Are we being invited to those consultations on their return? And if so, you know, we want to be there, and if not, why not?
The most, these things are happening way too slowly. I mean, it's not such a difficult job, is it, to get it back? It shouldn't be, I should say.
Well, it's not, but the logistics of bringing them back, because one is ready to go, the other one is very, very huge and very delicate, so, you know, you don't want to break them in the process. Mm. You want to bring them back in their, you know, their state, the natural state that they're in. So there's a lot of logistics behind bringing them back.
I think when it happens, it'll be quite an event. Anyway, look, Di, thank you for your time this afternoon. I love what you're doing. And as you mentioned, if people want to, you know, educational groups, schools and others want to get involved and get that first-hand experience on country, they can contact the Circulated Aboriginal Corporation. But, Di, thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Martin.